Sunday, Monday. So good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. We have Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. He's here every Monday to talk about what's going on here in Pensacola and just what you got into over the weekend.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. It is a beautiful day in paradise.
It is. It's a little steamy out there. Little steamy nicks.
Yeah, you know, I remember in December, January, we kind of sat here thinking, it's a little chilly out there.
Yeah.
We'll take the heat. Now we got the heat. I think we'll take some chilly weather for a while.
Definitely, definitely. So we are under a heat advisory today, so please be careful going out and about. One thing I noticed the other day, yesterday, me and my wife were big Ghost Hunters fans. Do you ever see the Ghost Hunters shows?
No.
There's a few of them out now. My mom actually bought all the gear, had the EMF detectors and the recorders, and she went out and she would hunt ghosts a lot, and she kind of got me into it. But me and my wife have been watching these shows, and they were of course, you know, in England. And Ireland and places like that on this show last night. We watched a few episodes, and they were talking about how some of the buildings there are, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years old. You know, massive history there.
Well, the town that I come from in England, Derby, that is with an E, but it's pronounced Derby.
Okay.
Is considered to be the most haunted city in England.
Wow.
And lots of, you're right, old buildings. Some of them go back 900 years, 1,000 years, some of them. But in the downtown, there's some underground tunnels, and apparently they are pretty haunted.
Active.
People see apparitions. Is that the right expression?
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's also the old jail. Where apparently must have hung a few innocent people because they never really went away, apparently.
Right. Well, what's your take on that? Are you a believer? Do you find that?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I think I told a story a long time ago, but the last thing that I did in England was I owned a small town store. It was everything, you know, rather like a 7-Eleven, but it, British style.
Right.
And I remember one night I was working very late, about 10 o'clock. Well, I should back up a second. The store was two townhomes, not together. The wall knocked out and made into a store. And at night when I went down there, clearly the temperature was always different on one side of the room than the other. Discernibly colder. Well, on the cold side, I remember that one night I was working at the counter and a loaf of bread that was on the shelf just jumped off. And so I think there's a ghost there that was telling me, not a ghost, I don't know if that's the right expression, spirit.
A spirit.
Was telling me, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
Now, I don't believe that it meant any harm. It was spooky or anything. I never actually saw a ghost-like figure.
Right.
But it made me a believer.
Mm. Maybe the ghost was trying the Atkins diet, and he was just like, bread, carbs, get him out of here.
Either that or maybe I'd had too many glasses of wine.
Exactly.
No, I was certainly clear-minded. Mm. So, I'm a believer. I think I believe that the spirit is, of course, much stronger than the body.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly if the spirit, the soul, does not want to leave this earth, it can stay, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds a little far-fetched, but I think I think it can happen.
Yes.
Particularly, you know, in the case of the prison there where somebody was maybe hung for, they were innocent. Mm-hmm. They want to hang around on this earth, somehow prove their innocence. Mm.
And a lot of people believe with that, there's also like the residual energy. You know, if a traumatic event happens and it's so powerful, then that energy stays for a long time. So that might be what you're picking up on when you walk into a room like that. And then you just get that sense of dread or, you know, cold spots, things like that. So, it's fun to watch those shows. I know a lot of them are, you know, BS. I mean, you know, they're sitting there going, what was that? Oh, I just got touched. And it's like, well, show me some proof. Well, which they have caught some crazy things.
I know that if you go ghost hunting, if you want to find a ghost badly enough, you'll find one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
You, mm-hmm. Imagination can do many things.
Yes, it can. And if your imagination is running wild this morning, go over to Ballinger Publishing and check out all the great publications. We've got Pensacola Magazine. We've got Downtown Crowd. There's lots of publications telling you what's going on in Pensacola, and you get in-depth interviews with people here, you know, doing great things in our community and important cultural events. It's all right there. Go to BallingerPublishing.com. You're listening to News Radio Pensacola. Pensacola Expert Panel, I didn't even plan it. Like right before you walked in the room, I thought, oh, I was watching a show last night where they were in England and they were talking about how they were in a 1,000-year-old building. It just adds another element to that.
Now, we do have a ghost at PLT.
Oh, really?
Downtown.
Okay.
I believe it's a lady that shows herself at some of those windows, you know, in the atrium.
Right.
Just trying to remember the story. But apparently, several people have seen this lady. Mm-hmm. As you may know, it was the courthouse at one time.
Oh, okay.
And the atrium, which is now the atrium, was actually where they hung people.
The gallows?
The gallows, mm-hmm. Yes. So it makes perfect sense.
Right. Right. If you've seen that, let us know. 850-437-1620. Give us your ghost story. Let us know if you've seen anything. My wife grew up in Pennsylvania, and she worked at a hotel that was right on the edge of a huge battlefield and lots of history there. And, of course, they had the reenactments and all of that. Mm. Well, she was walking a customer to their room one night, and it was late, and they were rounding a corner, and they saw somebody, a shadow, coming around the corner. And, you know, it happened all the time because there were reenactments there. There were people dressed in that sort of clothing, you know, but it was late. Nobody was there. She was just showing the last person to the room and then she was going to leave. They both stopped because they thought, oh, we're going to run into this woman in a dress coming around this corner. I mean, you could see it plain as day, she said. And they stopped and then it just faded and they looked around the corner. Nobody was there. They were the only people there. So she saw something. She's got that proof. I've never seen anything myself. I've heard some stuff, but I grew up out in the woods. So I know there's owls and all kinds of creatures that make really strange noises that sound human. So I'm going to write that off.
I think it's also true the human imagination is so strong that you could, as I said, if you want to see a ghost, you probably can, if you want to badly enough.
Exactly.
But that don't take that to mean I don't believe that there are ghosts.
Right.
Because I said earlier that I do.
Exactly.
I wish one day I would see one. And
yeah. It'd be a nice little backup, you know, thought to, I mean, because I believe in the afterlife,
of course.
It'd be
a great story to tell, at least.
It would be. 850-437-1620. Oh, we do have a text in here. We went to Fort Pickens this weekend with the kids, and they said, isn't it haunted? And I said, well, maybe. I don't know the history or the story behind it. So Fort Pickens might have some good ghost stories.
I would think so. A lot of people.
All military forts, I would think.
I think soldiers died there during the battles.
Yep.
Yeah.
Might be some residual energy there. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. This is cool. I love talking about this stuff. 850-437-1620. I got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. Send us your texts. Give us a call. 850-437-1620. It's News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll be right back.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. the 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Beat more imports. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Probably one of the most recognizable classical pieces ever, I would think. The William Tell Overture. Had to play that in school a few times. I was the triangle guy. I loved playing triangle on that song. 850-437-1620.
You were the nerdy.
I was. Oh, man. I was straight up nerd.
Isn't that what they do? They give the triangle to the nerdy kid.
Pretty much. Anybody in the drum line is, you know, in the back.
And then
somebody
sort of nods to you when you have to go, ping.
Ding. Yep, and then you had to perfect the roll where you go around all three sides and make a roll out of it. That was hard to do.
Talking about music.
Yes, definitely.
A great show is the Blues on the Bay.
Yes.
Which is, well, the price is right. It's free. Mm-hmm. And the 30th, which is Sunday, is it not?
Yes, it is.
It is the Blenders. I'm not familiar with the group, but it is a great, great event if you take your folding chair and some snacks and, of course, lots of liquid water needed. It's going to be a little warm, but it really is a great venue, that amphitheater and the bay at the back. We've talked about it before. It really is a fun Sunday evening and a not, and of course, if not an expensive one.
Right. Looking up the Blenders here, if this is the same group, it looks like it could be a powerhouse of vocals, really. It's kind of like a vocal group, so that'll be really interesting. They have a Christmas show that they do every year.
And then July 7th is Rain Date. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with that group.
They rock, man. Rain Date is awesome. Yeah. And we also have a night of smooth jazz at the Gordon coming up on June 29th, the day before that. So that's going to be great. I love anytime we can go and see some live jazz. We're going to have, let me see, Christopher Rhodes, who's going to be there. He's performed with Marcus Miller, Stanley Clark, Wayman Tisdale, all these people. Two shows during that evening. The first one will be at 6:30 and then the next one at 9. So go down to the Gordon, get your tickets for that. That'll be great. Lots of great live music during the summer. I love it. But, man, I played over in Destin Saturday during the evening, 6:30 to 9:30. Ooh.
Inside, I trust?
Outside.
Oh.
It was miserable. It really was. It was so hot. But people, you know, pull their yachts up. They back in. You know, they back their yachts up, and they get out, and they go buy a $50 steak and drink a $20 mixed drink, and then they get back on the boat, and they head out. And we made some good tips, though. Everybody was pretty nice. So not bad. Always something to do here in Pensacola, though. I every time I go out that way, I'm thinking, man, I just want to get back towards Pensacola. I want to go back west. I'm just not a big Destin fan, you know. I'd rather be over here, you know, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola.
Yeah, I think it's a little touristy. Is that is that a good description?
Yep, very harbory. You know, lots of.
I like to walk down Palafox Street and bump into people I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet you can't go anywhere around here without seeing somebody you know. I mean, that's like my dad back in our hometown. I mean, we couldn't go anywhere without, hey, Herb. You know, I mean, that's the way it was. 850-437-1620. Let us know if you have any ghost stories or anything. What's happening in your world? Let us know. I've got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. Go to ballingerpublishing.com. Or when you're downtown, when you're at any of our local businesses, check for your Pensacola magazine or your downtown crowd on the shelf and grab one, and that will get you clued into everything that's going on. Great restaurants, great events, great music. It's all right there in those magazines. So Malcolm Ballinger, thank you so much for being here. Are you a fireworks guy? Because July 4th is coming up. Everybody's talking about the fireworks show that's going to be happening.
It's
fun.
Yeah. I think I'm a big believer in organized fireworks shows. In England, as you may know, I think we've mentioned this before, that the 5th of November is fireworks night, is Guy Fawkes night, where everybody sort of builds a bonfire and then lets off fireworks.
Wow.
It commemorates Guy Fawkes' attempt to blow up the House of Parliament. I don't know why he would celebrate. Well, now I think about it, it is a cause for celebration, rid of all of these darn politicians.
Right.
But he was fortunately unsuccessful.
Wow.
And for some reason, they commemorate that November the 5th. There's a poem, Remember the 5th of November, Gunpowder, Plot and Treason, something like that. Mm. Anyway, I digress. We were very used to obviously sending our fireworks, but so many people were hurt.
Oh, right.
By not being responsible. So I must say I have never bought fireworks, and I wouldn't have them around my children.
Right.
But go to an organized fireworks display.
Yes.
It's great.
Yes, exactly.
So if you have bought those fireworks July 4th, please be careful.
Yes, definitely. Have a bucket of water on hand. Have a fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they love to hold the fireworks. Like, read the directions. A lot of those you got to put in a tube, or you got to be far away from it. But when that thing goes off. Talking about ghosts, a couple texts here. One listener says, my house is haunted by the spirit of the woman who built it. The house is all original, and every time me and my wife talk about making any changes to the house, they have paranormal activity going on. Ooh. They have a candle that turns on and off and all kinds of stuff.
I wonder how old the house is.
I don't know.
Does he say?
Text back and let us know how old your house is.
That is fascinating.
And somebody says here, the Pensacola Lighthouse has some great ghost stories if you've taken the tour.
Yes. Yes, I took a tour and actually walked up all the steps to the top and heard the story of the ghost. Fascinating. We have phone trouble. Our phone keeps on ringing.
Somebody keeps taking the do not disturb off that one phone. We've got like five phones in here, so I never know which one. But yes, the Pensacola Lighthouse, yes.
Yes, so that I believe that is a lady too, isn't it, if I remember correctly.
I believe so, yeah. And if anybody's been down to Savannah, Georgia, oh man, the ghost tours there are amazing. We actually have a ghost tour here in Pensacola. I saw this in Pensacola Magazine. on East Government Street, the Pensacola History and Hauntings, history tours, ghost tours, and events.
Yeah.
So you can check that out right there in the heart of historic downtown Pensacola. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Keep sending your texts, and whoever that was calling, sorry, I had to mute you because it's loud in here. 850-437-1620. We'll be right back.
Now is the time. Don't be left on the dock this summer. BGS Marine is getting you on a boat out on the water with our June inventory reduction sale going on now. BGS Marine Sales is a service-based business keeping boats tournament ready. Also, we have a very successful consignment program selling most within 30 days. If you've been looking, now is the time. Don't miss the June inventory reduction sale, June 28 and 29. 3910 West Navy Boulevard. Find us online at bgsmarinesales.com.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. That music, the other music, tells us that we are out of time. Man, this time flew by. So, Malcolm Ballinger, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
What you got going on this week? Anything?
I have a couple of events at the end of the week, a couple of dinner dates and some other things. So, I'll update you next week.
We'll see you on Monday.
Interesting things, actually.
Yeah, thank you.